Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, according to an article in the New York Times this week, there's a new trend in movie making. These days, you pretty much start writing a script with a primary character, the outlines of a plot, and what?
A flatulence joke.
No, we do that, but so far that hasn't...
I'll
give you a hint.
Please.
Like the can of Coke now gets its own trailer.
Oh, product placement.
Right, product placement. There has always been product placement in movies. This is, of course, when the character uses a particular product or service or goes to a store. But what's changing is that now the product placements are becoming an integral part of script development, right at the beginning. Agents are making pitches like, who's attached to the script? Well, we've got George Clooney and Bed Bath & Beyond. Hollywood is even remaking some classics to better integrate products. For example, the new version of Apocalypse Now will be really different because they've changed the line to, I love the smell of Glade plug-ins in the morning.
Plug it in, plug it in.
They're going to do Goldfinger, and 007 will now say, Bond, Gold Bond, medicated powder. And this is great. This made some product placement agent millions. They're remaking Cool Hand Luke. You know that famous line, what we've got here is a failure to communicate? Well, they've made it, can you hear me now?
I was pretty impressed at how seamlessly they integrated Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secret.
That was pretty good.
They just replotted it, and he finds himself in a completely odorless environment.
Well, it's strong enough for a Weasley, but it's pH balanced for Hermione.